You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is surface area? It's how much space there is covering a surface. The surface could be flat, like a sheet of paper. It could be curved, like the outer surface of a globe. The surface could even have a weird, irregular shape, like a bumpy log or a car, or even an English muffin with all of its nooks and crannies. At its simplest, calculating surface area is as simple as measuring length and width of a flat surface and multiplying those two numbers. A flat sheet of paper, like typical photocopy paper, is 8.5 inches wide and 11 inches long. To get the surface area, you'd multiply 8.5 times 11, which equals 93.5 square inches on that sheet of paper. Specific geometric shapes, such as a cube or a cylinder or a pyramid and so on, all have their own specific formulas to calculate their surface area. This can become much more complex to calculate for objects that have irregular shapes, like a telephone, or surfaces which aren't smooth, like a blackberry or that English muffin. In the science of biology, surface area is a very important factor for plants and animals to survive. For example, in general, larger species of animals have less surface area on their bodies in proportion to the inner space or volume of their bodies. If larger animals have proportionately less surface area than smaller species, they lose less body heat. So in general, you see more larger species of animals in colder environments and more smaller species in warmer environments. Another example is that animals use their teeth to grind and mash food into smaller and smaller pieces to make digestion easier. Fish gills, they have a lot of surface area to maximize getting oxygen out of water. In trees, the leaves at the top, which get the most direct light, don't need to be as large. The leaves lower down in the shade, they're larger because they have more surface area in order to capture sunlight because they get less light being in the shade. Here's an activity to try at home. It's a math problem, so make sure that you have paper, pencil, and a calculator. We're going to calculate your own body's surface area. First, get your height in inches and your weight in pounds. Second, convert your height to centimeters and your weight to kilograms. You can get these conversion factors from various applications, websites, textbooks, maybe even your pocket calendar. Third, multiply those two, your height in centimeters, times that weight in kilograms. Fourth, divide that amount by 3,600. Fifth, get the square root of that amount. Your answer will be in meters squared, or square meters. So your sixth step is to convert that to square inches. There are many other formulas to get body surface area. This is merely one. You can find others in textbooks or online, but it's a pretty easy and a fairly accurate one. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of surface area. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.